It's been a pretty quiet week for the grain markets. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, slightly lower prices to mention?
Well, there's nothing feeding the market this week. You know, we got the USDA report. We got about a 60-cent price increase in wheat. We got about a 55-cent price increase in corn. And then this week, with nothing to feed the bull, we got a 20-plus price decline in wheat, 20-plus cents, and 12 to 15 cents lower in wheat. What the market's watching now is weather, you know, with either the hard red winter wheat crop or in Russia and some other areas. India, they're talking about India with maybe another record crop, their seventh record crop in a row coming online. But most of the emphasis is placed on weather in the United States and around the world.
And kind of just waiting it out. What are you kind of keeping an eye on down the road?
Well, the next report down the road is going to be in late February, February the 21st, 22nd. The USDA has their ag forum. I think that's what the market's watching now. It's watching that. And then, of course, they're listening to all the weather reports. Is it going to rain, or if it's not going to rain, what's the timing of the rain and how much are we going to get?
Of course, this time of year, producers are weighing their options whether to graze out. What kind of calculations for wheat prices would you advise them on?
Well, if they're going to calculate whether or not to graze out their wheat, I think $7.75 is a pretty good price to use on that. If you look at the July futures contract and subtract about 55 cents off of that, you get about $7.85 is what the market's predicting right now. So I think a good price is $7.75.
Okay. Final word of advice as we wait on the weather.
Well, I think the producers, we need to watch that corn. If we get 99 million acres of corn planted, that price in July may be below $7.75. If they want to be very safe, use 7.25 on their analysis, and that'll for sure get the price for harvest.
Okay, good advice as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Thank you.